are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Since when has Clemson been the biggest game on the schedule? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Maybe back in the cantankerous days of Tate's Lock, the excellent Bill Foster teams of the 1980s, Rick Barnes' tough guys of the 90s, and Olive Purnell's talented Tigers of the 2000s, followed by current coach Brad Brownell. None of his predecessors had teams with higher rankings than Brownell's 14th entry, which climbed to number 10 in the current NCAA net before falling to 16th after losing at Miami on January 3rd. The Hurricanes jumped 13 spots by beating Clemson soundly 95-82. Carolina is the highest ACC team in the net, sitting at number 12 after winning its second ACC game at Pitt. After 11-2 Clemson comes Duke at number 20, Miami at 40, and Virginia at 49. Pitt 52, Wake Forest 55, Virginia Tech 65, and NC State 71, Syracuse 78, and Boston College 81 are roundly on the bubble for an NCAA tournament bid. Georgia Tech, Florida State, Notre Dame, and Louisville are between numbers 123 and 266, which makes them all nothing better than spoilers for the rest of the regular season. Also flirting to fall are Virginia, which lost to Notre Dame 181, and FSU 131, losing to Lipscomb 128 at home. For Carolina to move into the top 10 in the net ranking for the first time in the Hubert Davis era, the Tar Heels would have to win Saturday at Clemson, where Brownell's Tigers are 6-0 so far, same as UNC's home record. Clemson has the ACC's second leading scorer in P.J. Hall behind R.J. Davis. It also is a matchup of the leading rebounders between Amanda Baycott with 10.8 per game and Tiger Ian Shefflin with one less. And the ACC's free throw leaders are UNC's Davis, 95%, and Tiger transfer Joe Girard, 92%. Clemson has shot 42 more three-pointers in Carolina and is making 39% of them, while the Tar Heels are hitting a lower percentage, 36.3%. So let's say this could be a real shootout at Little John Coliseum. Another reason this game is so important to both teams is the scarcity of quad one or quad two wins within the league. 10 ACC teams have a net between 50 and 200-plus, so wins over any of those teams will not be as valuable to the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. The ACC is rated fifth best of all major basketball conferences. The good news is the Tar Heels should win a lot of league games. The bad news is there may not be a lot more Quad 1 opportunities. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.